Right, well, Scott, you've been added then to the UFC Fight Night in London. Just first of all, how much are you looking forward to it, mate?
Yeah, obviously to represent my own country in UFC, in my own country. Yeah, it's massive. I can't wait, and I'm really excited.
I was going to say, it must be a weird feeling, mustn't it, to know that you'll be on in the big competition in your home country. It must be a proud feeling.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, to represent my own country, in my own country, in UFC, it's like unbelievable. I'm really excited.
And when you look at it, obviously, you've got quite a tough fight on your hands as well. How's the training going at the minute?
Yeah, training's going fine. I've been in camp over Christmas. I haven't sacrificed too much in terms of food. I've had to train and stuff, but I've enjoyed the Christmas dinner and stuff, and now I've put some gas and getting ready for February 27th.
And obviously, we're getting close to that date now. Are you getting a little bit more excited now you've passed Christmas?
Yeah, of course I am. I can't wait. Like I said, to get Christmas out of the way is a big thing. Training's just gone up mass intense now. I've only just started focusing on the cardio and getting fit. We've been focusing more on technique and stuff across December. But now it's about getting fit and starting to push the sport and gaps.
And when you look at 2015, the year that's just gone, I mean, how would you assess it? What do you think your best fight was, and what do you think you can learn from 2015?
Obviously, I had a loss in Dublin, which is it's never a good to have a loss in the year. I won and won at UFC. I got my first UFC win, which is obviously a big thing. I'm the first Yorkshire person to win a fight in UFC. Obviously, that were eyes in my career. And then I went straight back down with Lowe's there when I lost in Dublin, which was really disappointing. Obviously, we've been working on a few things in gym, and we're going to make sure we get that win on February 27th.
And you've been in some really tough fights during the last year. I mean, do you feel that you've learnt from them fights? You can take that into the upcoming bouts?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm learning every day. Even when I'm not in fight camp or got an opponent in front of me, I'm learning, I'm becoming a better fighter, a better person. And like I say, I'm just going to keep growing within the UFC, and we'll get better and better. And I believe I can be in that top 10 and in that mix for that title contender. I'm also going to say it's going to be something that happens overnight, but I'm willing to put work in, and we'll put time in, and we'll make sure I get there.
And when you look at the card for UFC Fight Night in London, I mean, top of the bill, Michael Bisping. What's it like to be on the card with him? Because obviously, being in England, he's a bit of a UFC legend.
Yeah, Anderson Silva, he's southpaw like me. He's somebody I've looked up to my whole career. Obviously, he was champion as well, southpaw, dangerous striker. And again, Michael Bisping, what he's done for British martial arts is unbelievable. He's took it to the next level. He's got martial arts miles better known in the UK. So that for that to be an headline fight, it's a fantastic fight. It's one I'm really looking forward to myself.
And obviously, being a part of that atmosphere at UFC Fight Night in London, it's going to be special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely unbelievable atmosphere. 20,000 arena, it's going to be packed out. I think he sold out in like 17 minutes. Atmosphere is unbelievable. And like I said, I fought in another fighter's backyard, and I've had that atmosphere against me. But to have it on my side, it's going to be a really good feeling.
And going into this fight, obviously, aims to win. What's the aim after this? Have you got a set goal in mind?
I haven't really thought about after this. I've been focusing on Chris Dempsey, but obviously I've got to go in there. I've got to get job done against him.
And what would it mean if you were to, in the end, be the first Yorkshireman to make history and get a belt? Just how much would that mean?
To get the belt, wow! I'd be the first British man to get the belt if I got the belt at a minute. No from the UK has got the title. Obviously, that'd be absolutely unbelievable. It's not even something I've actually thought about. Like I said, I'm just going to keep picking away at them wins. But yeah, that'd be absolutely fantastic to be out of this world.